What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back. The world's most dangerous podcast, where we don't gotta
boom,
make fun or make up or you know, the podcast that always tells the truth and keeps the truth amongst us.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I had to get back to On the Hunt.
I like truth in numbers. I like truth, period.
Truth in numbers. Men lie.
I like niggas who fake the funk on a nasty dunk.
Right? I don't like a fake until you make it, nigga.
You know niggas who like acting like they fucking signed, like got like 50 guaranteed, but then they still in like the 97 Sunfire and shit?
Right? Everybody knows a nigga like that. Yo, it's like, yo, I'm meeting with Damon Dash and da-da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. Yo, but can I borrow 50 cents for the bus?
Yeah, nigga, exactly.
Like, bro, you doing what? You meeting with Damon Dash on the bus?
Yeah. Niggas posted up in boardrooms on private jets, and then the next day they fucking outside shoveling snow. It's like, why you gotta do that if you're in a fucking jet, guy? It's crazy now.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that for sure. But without any further ado.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. 10-4-I-T, a.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas. A.k.a. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again, a.k.a. niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Yep.
Was that COVID titties?
Pardon me?
Were the COVID titties?
Hey, give me the COVID titties, guy.
What is
I need
COVID
that shit
titty?
To take my breath away.
There you go.
Them titties need to take my breath away. A.K.A. Trinitron Don, A.K.A. 4Cam, bringing you that 4D dimension, a.k.a. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
I don't know where my ear
is. A.K.A. 2 years older, 2 years wiser, a.k.a. where the weed at, a.k.a. the nigga that bring the bottle.
Absent.
The nigga that lead a bottle. Reppin' that smoke mine, state to the line, straight. Run up and get done up, nigga.
You forgot one, fam.
I know. I don't have the sheet in front of me, man. I'm on Christmas cheer.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Greasy E. A.k.a. Greasy E. How did I forget that one? See, when we in person, I can't wait for my...
Yeah,
am
man.
I cruising down the street?
I can't wait to hit that absent with you, fam. Fuck it.
Exactly.
But
I'm
he's
bringing
like,
the bottle
this nigga
through,
straight
and yo,
from the bottle.
Why? How else? Why would I bother? Well, fuck it. It's just me drinking it. Why would I dirty a glass?
Yo, no lie, look like you're drinking mouthwash though right now.
Guy, this shit is yo. This is almost mouthwash. Trust me.
Squeeze the bottle so you know that it's not plastic, fam. Squeeze the bottle.
Nah, man, think what you want.
Yo, he took that hit like a pro. He took that hit like a pro. He didn't even grizzle his face up.
Remember when I was grimacing? Guy, yo. when I drink like regular shit now, it's like, I'm like, oh, this is good. This is good. Like when I drink, like I was drinking some Tanqueray straight and I was like, this shit used to fucking get me. Now it's just water.
It's like drinking a 40 all through your teens and the first time you have a Molson Genuine Draft, you're like, whoa. It tastes good. I can drink this for pleasure as well as getting drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Jay Thaddeus.
What up?
What up? It's Jay Thaddeus, a.k.a. Black Juice, a.k.a. the Human Cohiba, a.k.a. where the smoke, there's fire, a.k.a. maybe not next time, but definitely sometimes, a.k.a. swing low, sweet. Don't call me a nigga.
And it's your boy Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camosi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrat, because we drink it with the pinkies up. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Cheers. That was just water. A.k.a. the mayor.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Yeah. I'm not going to do them all.
This nigga got a blowtorch for his blunt. Like, they run out of regular lighters, fam.
I got a blowtorch and absinthe. Fuck with me.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga's lighting his blunt with an acetylene torch. He's sparking the shit together. And then, gotta get that blue thing.
Yo, I want one of them sparked. You know the shit? Yeah, I want one of them.
Well, Illuminati Giuliani, a.k.a. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hova's witness, a.k.a.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I forgot we're doing the ad-libs. A.K.A.
I know we're not, curse, we're not.
But my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty apps up, I'm going to teach you that lesson. The Silver Tongue Gorilla. A.K.A. Rah, rah, rah. There you go. I'm going to leave a break. I'm going to just leave a little break.
No, that's why I wasn't sure. The big ones will do the bads, but.
A.K.A. All my ad-libs. All my A.K.A.s are big.
Okay, my bad, my bad.
A.K.A. Beware of the Ramshacks. The last Boy Scout. A.K.A.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Because I bring the smoke in many flavors. Young Shisha.
Harry Hookah.
Yeah.
That's right. What up, what up, what up, what up? How are you today?
I'm good. Let's give us a round of applause for that. Who's that? Hell yeah, hell yeah. I'm good. I'm good. How y'all motherfuckers doing? How was y'all 2 weeks? We took a week off. You know what I'm saying? Recoup for the new lockdown.
Yeah, it was an okay week, you know, busy as fuck. We were doing a couple of little year-end things.
Awesome.
At the shop. Sorry, whoever turned some shit up, I could hear myself, like, mad clear.
I was hearing mad echoing.
Yeah, like, crazy echo.
Is there
Did
an
you
echo
turn
here?
Some shit up?
Nah, let me turn it down. It's all the way down. Can y'all hear echo still?
No, that's better.
Not now, but it was bad for a second.
My fault.
Sorry about that. But yeah, man, we just did some year-end things at the store, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's been pretty busy there. We're going to shut down for a week, so we just fucking did like a big auction. We do these auctions, and so we did a huge one, drank a bunch, fucking 6 hour shit. It was good. It was fun.
Damn, 6 hours.
Yeah, made a lot of money. It was good. It was good.
That's what's up. I reposted that shit. Every time I see the auctions on there, I repost them. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea how to do it.
And I make sure to always love the fact that you do that. Thank you. I do see it.
No worries. No worries, man.
I do see it.
Fam recognize and support fam all day. You know what I'm saying? We're doing 2.3 million listens and 2.3 million shares, fam. That's what we're doing.
Shit. Sure, that's what we up to, kid. We up to that fucking weekly.
Weekly.
Weekly, son. Weekly. What about y'all too, man? How you guys doing? How's your Christmas come up? And by that, I mean it's coming up. How's your Christmas coming up treating you?
Thaddeus, what did you buy your Snuffleupagus for Christmas?
My stuff. Yeah, I actually got
Your Pokeroo.
Your Pokeroo. Your Pokeroo.
Yeah. Do you guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
Am I too old? Am I being old as fuck right now?
Yeah, I remember just it, but you are being old as fuck.
Only 2 years older.
And
two
years
okay,
old.
Yeah. But the Pokeroo, it was on Polka Dot Door. And remember, one of them would never see him? They'd always miss him. Pokeroo.
Okay.
Anyways, move on.
We're taking shots at your imaginary wife, fam. That's what we're doing right now.
Yo, she sounds like she's home, man. Prove her.
Yeah. Prove it.
Oh, you guys still think I don't have a wife?
No.
Nah, we
I've never met her. I've known you for
years. We just say we ain't never seen her.
Megan.
Wasn't it a different name last time?
I think so. It was Lisa.
Something like that. Renee? Was it Renee?
Megan. Yeah. Yo, so these guys don't believe that you. I have a wife.
Right?
Did you hear?
Yeah.
No.
So she said, no, I didn't hear her. I didn't hear anything.
She said, show them an Instagram photo. I'm not coming up there.
No, we didn't hear that.
Oh, man. Fucking. I don't care about that Photoshop shit, son.
She's imaginary, right? I could show you an Instagram photo right now of anybody.
Yo, that might even have to be a new AKA.
AKA Poker Room.
How do you do?
Yo, how was your week, Thaddeus? What'd you get up to, champion?
Yeah, I'm just playing around, man.
I was chilling, man. All I did is I did grab some Christmas gifts. I got the kid a little
nice.
This little mini boxing set.
So oh, there
got
you
these
go.
Little gloves and like a little mini
heavy
bag.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Or not the heavy bag, but the speed bag.
No, it's actually like a mini heavy bag.
Oh, okay, dope, okay. Dope.
Yeah. So then, and then wifey actually made him. Like, we saw Derrick Rose had, like, this crazy, like super bougie, like, basketball hoop.
Right.
Okay. And then we went to go look it up, and it was, like, $450. So wifey actually just made it. Like, she got some, like, hardwood and just, like, bought some leather from, like, Michaels and, like, wrapped it and put it. Yeah, it's, like, so it's, like, this white leather, silver metallic hoop that's going to be in his room. So it's going to look all, like. It almost looks like
art balling and shit.
Yeah,
dope.
So it's not like, dope, man. It's not one that you play on. It's like
no, he could play on it. Like it's legit. Okay. Like, but it just has like a leather backboard and with a mirror for like the square part.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So. It's,
oh yeah, the little shot square.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. I don't know what that's officially called, but
yeah, I think it's called the shot square.
It sounds official. Sounds official.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been playing ball my whole life. I have no idea what that is. What it's
me
called.
Me neither. But yo, man, what about you, Will? How was your week? How you doing, fam? You get all your you ready to go for Christmas or what?
Yeah, we ready to go for Christmas. Our main concern is me coming from a divorced family and her having such a big family. We're trying to figure out the hell that we're gonna do with the lockdowns and how we're gonna get the presents to everybody. You know, I got three kids, three baby mothers. I don't know how I'm gonna get these kids these toys, right? And mm-hmm. I think we're just going to do, like, little drive-bys and just drive by everybody's house and just toss them their present like motherfucking Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
And just run it like that. Like, but other than that, yeah, we got Gabby Hershit, me and Youngin's in there singing. Like, you should have got him a microphone, fam. Youngin's been in the background just crooning.
Oh, shit. You know what's crazy? Because I can't hear my own feedback.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
So the headphones are, and I don't even hear them.
That's baby Pendergrass right there. That's baby Pendergrass right there. But yeah, so I got the wifey. I got her. She shouldn't have got shit because she already got like a $3,500 gaming computer. She got fucking headphones. She got all this extra shit so she could do her little cosplay streaming girl shit, whatever. But I got her that.
Wait. The streaming has cosplay now?
Yeah, so we're going to get some. I know how you love cosplay.
That's crazy
though,
shit. Man. No, I don't care about cosplay. I don't care about cosplay.
Lord,
you don't
like
I just was like, shit.
You don't like cosplay?
That channel is growing. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
The
like,
channel. I thought
the channel's growing.
I thought you dug cosplay. I thought cosplay was like your thing. Like not on a weirdo level. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. No. Not really. I mean, I like it. It's like, you know, it's good. Like, there's some people who are mad talented at making that shit. And I'm not just talking about hot girls. I'm talking some dudes, like, too. Yeah, like, fucking put a lot of work and effort into it. So, I mean, it's neither here nor there. I don't dress up, if that's what you mean.
No, not for dressing up.
And not because of shame. Because I don't give a fuck. If I like to, then that's what I like to do. Yeah. But it's just not really me. I'm more there to fucking sell books and make money.
Yeah, I don't do the dressing up either. But the fucking, some of the, effort that motherfuckers, especially around Comic-Con and all those conventions and shit like that. And we see the pictures and some of the shit that motherfuckers put in mad work to look like their favorite character, which is kind of dope, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're trying to figure that out with her on some cosplay shit, find characters that she likes. But I told you can't just dress up like a character and then take pictures and then run the game. Like, you have to know this motherfucking character. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know this character, you do, because at the end of the day, you don't.
I'll tell you one thing I never hear at Comic-Con. So, what's your backstory?
But if you dress up as like Goku, you know Goku. So if someone's like, "Yo, that done," they start talking to you about what you're dressed up as. You're just like, okay, or like One Punch Man or something, whatever the fuck you're dressed up
as. I guess you have some knowledge behind. Yeah, you can't literally not know what the fuck you're dressing up as.
So I'm like, okay. I feel the character. But then like study the character, know what you're doing. So we're doing that. But I got her the One X, so she can do all that extra streaming shit. And we've been wanting to get the new consoles, and yeah, that was her little gift. We got Gabby them shits, got the kids their shits, Parents Day shits. So now we're all Christmased out, and now we're trying to figure out what we're gonna do for it. So it was a busy ass week. Busy ass 2 weeks.
Shit, that sounds like fucking Jim Jones balling fucking Christmas guy. Just you get a console and you get a console.
Yeah, it's an investment. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna buy another one for another 10 years. And I mean, at the end of the
day, that's why. Yo, go on.
Oh, I was gonna say, at the end of the day, we've been working off of launch day Xbox Ones.
Yeah. You know, no, that was like me. Yeah, I was on launch day 4, so I got the 5. I know for a fact I'll play it for 7 years. I'm not worried. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
For sure. I thought I had more in the sheet, but I didn't. I have one thing in the sheet, unless I was putting shit in another sheet, but. Some shit that I stumbled across. I have a question for y'all.
Putting shit in another sheet. Nigga, that's great. Yo, I think I put my shit in a different sheet too.
Wait, niggas. I'm looking at what y'all niggas put in the sheet and. No, but.
It's in a different sheet. That's what I'm telling you.
But,
I think I put my shit in your sheet, Will.
That?
What?
Yeah.
I put my shit in your sheet.
Thanks for saying it again. I think
the funny thing is Will was like, "Yo, I think I got like one or two things." It isn't even his shit.
No, I'm on the episode 118 sheet. Is that the one you on, nigga? What do you mean in my sheet? We have the same sheet. It's all of our sheet. There's one sheet, nigga.
I don't know. There's sheet and sheet, and it's weird.
Is this episode 118 or 117?
No, whatever you're about to talk about, that was my suggestion.
Oh, you mean in my
column? Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one that you put in there. How can you convince the world that you're in a committed relationship when nobody's met your significant other? That's an actual good topic that I see in the sheet, in my sheet. If you, what's the
I
first
say? Bring the bitch on a live cam. It's that easy. It really ain't hard.
It's simple.
No, I'm just kidding.
I got a question.
I don't know, man.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay, so there's obvious questions once you're done this. There's obvious questions for today. Like, I mean, the fucking vaccine's rolling out.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
There's like tons of shit about that. Fucking. But what was your question first? I feel like it's a lot more lighthearted.
If you leave a business and leave your business partners high and dry, are you allowed to say that that's a failed business, or failed businessman?
I was wondering about this very wording for some weird reason, and I thought that exact part was odd to me. I was like. I mean, if you were a collective, let's say, like, say the three of us are going forward at like this as the show.
Right.
Right? Say the show had every week we did 3 reviews. Every show we had 3 people giving topics, 3 people running promo.
Right.
If I leave, then I guess... If the show failed, I would be the reason, in essence.
In essence.
Like, I'm just saying... So it would be weird for me to then jump up
and be like, yo,
and talk about my failure, right? Like, I don't know. I just thought that I was wondering about that wording myself.
But would that be your failure? Because then you could be like, I didn't fail. They failed without me.
Right. So if they're saying they failed without me, but if it's not a failure, because we're still pushing, the business, hypothetically, is still pushing without this person. You dig what I'm saying? It's pushing even more than when this person was there.
I need a little bit of context here. Are we talking about something specific?
No, I'm just saying. So, like, go ahead. Fuck it. Bring the cat. If the cat was in the bag, empty it.
I'm like this.
This is bring all the smoke.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like this. Sorry. Woo-wee.
That was God telling you to think again. That was God saying, wait a second, bro.
No.
That was the I'm gonna skirt around.
It's like this. I will admit that if me and you started a show and the show needs five topics and you brought two and I brought two or four topics and that's all the time, then if you leave, I guess you can say the show failed because I left, but it was always known that we needed your two topics to survive. So I don't know if that's a badge of honor, especially if you left out of the blue without really saying shit or anything, right? Like if you just jetted without a word, barely, and then you're gonna turn around and we knew the show wouldn't make it without you, nigga. That's why we had the collective we had. I feel you. But I don't think it's a badge of honor to be on that side. That's all I'm saying.
Not at all. But the thing is, and I agree 100%. But what's the consideration of failure then? Because for me, failure would be something stopped. It's failed. So it's not happening anymore.
True.
And in order to say I have a failed business means that I saw a business from whatever point I entered it to the point of it's not going anymore. Not to the point of I'm not going anymore on this. You know what I'm saying? It's like, anything. Like I failed at football. I was a part of a failed football team. That means I joined the football team whenever. And at some point, the football team stop. Like, it doesn't exist anymore. Too many L's, too many whatever, right? But if the football team is still going, regardless if they're going into the championships, but if they're still going, still thriving, and still making progressive steps amongst the bullshit in 2020, and I left the football team, I can't say that I was a part of a failed anything. Because I'm not even a part of it to say anymore what its position is, whether it's failing or success. And so I'd be like, oh, this is successful. How can you say that it's successful if you're not an internal product of it? How can you say it's a failure if you're not an internal product of it? It's a 100% jab at where I used to be. Because it's like, oh, I left. You guys aren't doing what I'm claiming that I'm doing. So it's a failure. Yeah. When in reality, what you're claiming that you're doing is a heavy claim.
Yeah. I think heavy, as in like
voter heavy. Fraud heavy. Like,
yeah, like where's the gorilla? Yeah. But I don't even want to be nitpicky about terms, but so if I have a business, it goes good for 5 years and then I'm tired of it and so I shut it down. Is that even like, I don't even think stopped means failure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I fucking gracefully bowed out, it didn't fail.
Yeah.
Because I didn't continue. Or else everything that you're not doing that you once did, you'd have to say you failed at it. Even if you quit the motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess you could, I don't know. I guess really, really wanting something and then just not being able to hold on to it. And that might even be an internal, like, I don't even know who could prove that. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, like I said, like if I just fucking quit something, how am I just failing automatically?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to explain it. Y'all, what do y'all niggas think about it?
Yeah, I think if you quit, you failed at some point because you quit, right? Not.
But what if?
Nah.
That's what I mean. Like,
it has to depend on the situation. Then.
Now, like when Michael Jordan retired, he didn't. He didn't fail.
But he didn't quit. Okay, so, all right, you know what? You're right. So let me reword this. If you give up.
There you go.
If you give up at something, which is what happened in this case, if you give up, you fail.
Yeah.
Because Michael Jordan retiring wasn't a giving up. It was like, I think I've done all that I can do and reached so many different pinnacles.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I can't do this anymore. I'm whatever.
Yeah. And even, I don't know, I just think that there's a fine line between like lost interest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And genuine failure. Like,
yeah.
I do think there's a line, and I know it might. The problem is it's such an excuse, right? Like, I don't want to play anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'll like, kind of idea.
Going home. Like,
yeah. So but then there's genuinely the kid who's like, you know what? I didn't sleep a lot last night. I'm going to go home now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to fucking come back tomorrow, play some more.
Yeah. And I'm not, you know what I mean? But I'm not giving up. I'm just taxed.
Got the, right. Yeah. Now. I got to go for whatever reason. Right. So maybe it was more of an internal reflection, because if you think about it, the very person who would say that anything had failed, they gave up.
Right.
So then maybe they are looking at it as their own failure, although it still felt jabby.
Well, if you look at the whole thing that was written, even if they're self-reflecting on their own failure, and what I want you to do while I'm explaining this is, Idol, send this to the smoke chat, right? And then put the context behind it so Thaddeus can like take a quick glimpse of, because we're not throwing out names and he wasn't a part of it, but he could just take a quick glimpse and be like, oh, I know what you guys are talking about now. But I think it was like one of those Freudian slips where he's like,
I think I have an idea though.
If he's reflecting on his own personal failure, but he does not want people to think it's his own personal failure, at the same time telling people that he has his own personal failures. You know what I'm saying? One of them type motherfuckers. That's one of them type of motherfuckers that'd be like, oh, I take full ownership of my mistakes, but only when the mistake is brought up to them, or only with if they think taking ownership of this mistake is going to make them more noble in the eyes of the public. Number one. Number two, saying that you have a failed business while in the same breath saying that you're putting out product that failed business once did, but now it's successful, is a fucking jab, bro. That's a jab, bro. And at the end of the day, you're lying. You're a known liar.
First of all, and you know what? And the reason why it kind of got me a little bit, and I gotta admit I am, because you know, before I had a store, I fucking sold comics for like 5 years, man.
Yeah.
And some of those years, I really didn't make much money. Like, and I'm talking about like, I only did one or two shows. I didn't really sell a lot at them. Like, I have a store now, so I wasn't failed at those low points.
Right.
I was still struggling.
Right.
So for you to just be like, yeah, failed. It's like, no, I didn't. Look, I got a store now. We're looking at moving into a bigger location.
Uh-huh.
Our sales are up fucking month after month. You know what I mean? Like, there's and we need a bigger location to execute some of our bigger ideas, which is when the real money might roll in. Like, now we're talking 10K a month type money, right? So, like, each, right? So you can't say I'm failed because I'm fucking in the mud still. And I do think of it as a jab when you talk about me like that, when I'm still in the mud.
My thing is like,
I get it. If you somehow heard, if you like logged onto my site and it was like, yo, Saddle City closed, then you could be like, oh shit, nigga's done. But if you don't see any evidence of that and you're trying to talk just to fluff up your piece, you know what I mean? Like, you had all this hardship and failure and now you persevered. Like, I get the narrative that is being spun.
But
I don't think it's accurate. And why would you shit on what are supposed to be your friends?
We go.
I don't know.
If we go, two things to that. If we go to Saddle City Comics site and it says Saddle City is closed, and then we're like, oh, Saddle City failed. Da 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 da. But how the fuck do we know? I'm not a part of Saddle City. I'm on the outside looking in. Y'all motherfuckers can be traveling to every single Comic-Con on the dime of the people who are putting on that Comic-Con and selling $10,000 to $20,000 worth of comics every single, I don't even know if that may not month add up two. To money, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, it was like every
staying
month or
in
two.
The hotels, Vegas suites, da da da. Is that a failure? And another thing to what you were saying. Cool. You used to sell comics. You're in the mud, quote unquote. Now you're doing this, blah, blah, blah. Does this mean that you failed? No. But if I
and
was,
when I say, go on.
Oh, if go I on. Was, let's say me and you, when you were selling comics, let's say me and you were selling comics at that time. And I got impatient with the rates of what I considered success and said, I'm not selling comics with you anymore. And then you stop selling comics. Now I'm not even a part of that anymore. So I don't know the internals of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then you're at now you're at Saddle City, da da da. But I'm saying, oh, I had a failed comic selling business. Why? Because the initial part of that is not where it's at right now. But I left before it got to where it was. So I'm saying that I left a failed business. You didn't leave a failed business. You left the business on the up, but slow progress isn't, you know what I'm saying? Just to say, yo, now I sell 3 million comics a week. Nigga, they don't make 3 million comics a week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm selling 3 million comics a week, but my Facebook comic page gets 4 likes a month.
Yeah.
Unless put it this way, nigga,
if you were selling the amount of comics that you said, then you would be like, I can't explain this without being super geeky, but you would be like Midtown Comics, man. Like you would be like Mile High. Like you would be fucking, it would be prevalent. Like it would be evident. Sorry, that you know what I'm saying?
Both. I think both reign true, prevalent and evident. We would see it.
We would see it.
If we had the numbers that this person is speaking of in the smallest intense circumstances, A, when someone else who is in the same thing goes through the charts would see your shit. And B, at least the CBC. At least the CBC paid for by taxpayers and government grants would say, hey. Would you like to join
put
us?
Put some shine on this, or put some shine on this business, or I don't know.
At least.
I don't know.
At least Access Network. Does Access Network still exist?
I don't know.
Homework Hotline. Okay, that's my Rebel
News on YouTube, at least.
At least. Shit. I don't know. If you can't make a commitment to something, you can't call it a failure. Like, come on.
No, I agree. I agree. That kind of got me, man. I was like, what?
Like, how I'm going to leave a bitch on her come up and be like, yo, I have a failed relationship. Nah, nigga, you failed at the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Exactly.
And nobody is listening to the little midget motherfucking... motherfucking, what's that motherfucking dude that always yells conspiracies?
Alex Jones?
Yeah,
Alex
no Jones? One's listening to the little midget fucking coolie Alex Jones wannabe. Nobody. How many times can you say shame on you in a fucking podcast? How many times can you say that?
I don't know, but I want to hear what Daddy has to say, man.
Daddy
he's
is
quiet.
Him, man. Yeah, man.
And you're a bit of an outsider, so it's definitely to this situation.
Yo, but just from reading what I saw, at first, if I read it without knowing any kind of history or back, it just sounds like he was fluffing his trials and tribulations to say where he got to, right?
Yeah.
But knowing that he came from a certain situation, it would have been politically correct for him to say, I failed at this part of that situation and I didn't make that. But to call the entire situation a failure because you no longer a part of it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I agree.
It's almost like, you remember when Jordan didn't make it to the finals for the first whatever years?
Yeah.
It was like,
everyone
who left that team was like, oh, I left the failing Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, it's like,
and then
yeah.
they go on to win 6 championships. It's like, nah, you left the Chicago Bulls, and then
they kept on. Yeah, you don't know yet if it failed. Like, you don't even know.
Don't even put anything on it. Quit putting dubs on shit. You left the Chicago Bulls. Point blank. Next subject. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's, and you know what? I don't believe, and if I'm being 100% honest, I mean, like, I don't think there was malice, like, true malice behind it. But still, man, like, I would never talk about my friend's shit like that to make a post sound better or to make anything sound better. But maybe that's just the type of dude I am. I just never would do that because that's just me. I get it. I'm not everybody.
But it's been done before from that, sorry to interrupt, but it's been done before from that specific place. Like, they've done it before. And we've had conversations where you're like, yo, bro, did you see this? I'm like, nope. And I look at it, I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, men lie, women lie. Numbers don't lie unless it's a man or a woman telling you the numbers. In which case. I think there was, I don't know, I agree though. I don't know if there was malice, but it was a fucking jab, bro. That was a jab. Yeah, that was, and I'm laughing. It's like, how you gonna shoot at me with imaginary bullets? How you gonna shoot at us with imaginary bullets, with blanks?
Was there any animosity when the departure happened?
A little bit before, but not like,
not about it. Not about supposedly.
Not about the departure. Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah, not from us. So. Not from our side. Not from over here.
Yeah, that's weird.
But over on the south side, I don't know. I don't know.
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, the most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke and click on become a supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke or IWantAllTheSmokePodcast.com and click on become a supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
Versus, real quick with Versus. We were supposed to have.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Or is Versus like we're not counting down? I wanted to ask what y'all think about the fucking the vax sizzle. All right. Go on with the Versus. Go with the Versus first.
Okay, we were supposed to have Ashanti versus someone else, but Ashanti got
canceled.
Yeah, got canceled.
Was it Keisha Cole?
Keisha Cole. Ashanti would have killed it.
Yeah.
But I think
I heard she was still trying to do it though.
I think it's still gonna happen when I can't remember who got COVID, but someone got when they get healthy, we're gonna have that.
I guarantee you that people are making certain bank off these, and they're gonna reschedule.
Ashanti said she's willing to do it like even via Skype.
That'd be dope. Some as long as they get the shit down right.
She really wants to do it though. Like
yeah,
yeah.
Let's put Ashanti back on the charts. I don't like that. Ashanti was killing it, and she was dope.
I agree that my days are cold without you.
Now I'm hurt by the bit of you.
I don't know. Ashanti was all right.
She was better than Keisha Cole.
She was better than Keisha Cole, I'll say that, but...
Hold on, really? I'll say this. Ashanti had bigger hits than Keisha Cole, but I wouldn't even say... I would say Keisha Cole's a better singer. Like,
okay, so...
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Keisha Cole is more of a crooner, and I don't like crooning, so I like Ashanti because it was just like a kind of upbeat hits, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's... So I agree, if it came down to singing chops today, Keisha Cole is blowing out...
But I like my Ashanti. R&B in the, sorry, I like my R&B in the clubs.
Cut that. That was a long pause. Cut it.
I like my R&B in the club, so that's why I think Ashanti had more hits. You know what I'm saying? I'm an '80s baby, so I love my club R&B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, she definitely had more hits. That's not even a question.
But what we did get, and I watched a little bit of it, and it was super extra dope. We did get Vallejo versus East Oakland. We got Too Short versus E-40, and this was fun as fuck to watch. I didn't watch it live. But I did catch snippets of the after. And, yo, of course, E-41. You know what I'm saying? Two Port. Too Short does have hits, but E-40 has hits. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
E-40 has hits. Because Short's more, to me, this is my opinion, Short is more,
you just can say not tracks, not really.
Yeah, just like bounce tracks and hoe tracks and like the underground of East Oakland, which isn't underground hip hop style. It's more of just core pimping music. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where E-40 had way more club hits. E-40 had like when the hyphy movement came and the hyphy movement was popping. E-40 was in that when Lil Jon was popping with Crunk. E-40 was like, fuck it, let's get into it. E-40 has hits with Nate Dogg. E-40 has hits with Fabulous. E-40 has hits with everybody from coast to coast, from Snoop to Tupac to Dre to, you know what I'm saying? And E-40, everything that E-40 puts out just bounces. And I can't think of another person in hip hop that has their own language and has other people adopting their own language. I said, well, see, the nigga don't film with the flizzle. Don't fuck with my chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I was watching it and E-40 cranked it out. He won that one. But I mean, the whole Bay Area won.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, man. I don't love E-40. I'm sorry. Like, I know he's a legend. I'm not trying to say that he sucks. I just don't. And I don't really like that made up language. So, as much as just that flittle. Like, I don't know. It's just not for me. You know what I mean? I know he's a legend, but I would have thought Too Short would have won that. But yeah, I guess so you're right. I guess you're right. If we're talking club shit, when are they ever playing Too Short in the club? But barely.
Yeah. And we remember this is a versus. So we're looking at impactful hits and classics and stuff.
Like making me jump, right? Yeah. Like not fucking, yeah. So.
But I mean, at the end of the day, like watching it, like some of the shit that Too Short played, like you're like, what? Like, for example, Freaky Tales. These are the tales I tell so well. These are, you know what I'm saying? Freaky, you just like, because Too Short's the one, like when you're a kid and it was just like real, like you, real raunchy. It's like your step into Two Live Crew was Too Short. You know what I'm saying? He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that definitely something. But I in my opinion, I think E-40 would have won. So y'all think Too Short. If you think into it, you think Too Short?
I'll tell you the truth. I never really listened to either one of them like growing up. Like that wasn't really what I was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
But I always just thought Too Short was just a bigger artist than E-40.
Okay.
But I could have been wrong. I never really, like, I couldn't even tell you like a either one of the songs off the top of my head, like, without having like, to really think about it. But I just off the top of my head, I just thought Too Short just.
Too Short's more of a name. See, Too Short's more of a, people know more of Too Short, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, I think, more recognizable name. There we go. I think Too Short's more recognizable as a name, for sure.
And I just think Too Short's delivery, I just think it was a lot more, like,
direct
suburban white girls can roll with Too Short.
Oh yeah,
it's more mainstream.
You know what I mean? But they can't be rolling with. You know, they don't even know what the fuck's going on. But yo, E-40's there's certain E-40 tracks. I'm like Daddy. I really couldn't tell you any of the names of their songs off the top.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
I was definitely chilling on the east side.
You were
for all
both
that.
Of y'all. Daddy's like, if it didn't have a ghost or a face in the name, I wasn't listening to it all.
Exactly.
If it didn't have black or moon in the name for Idol. Okay, so Idol, what was your question? You wanted to talk about the vaccine.
Yeah, I wanted to think. What do you guys think about the vaccine and shit? You guys getting it or it's out?
Not yet.
People are getting it. I thought people were getting it already.
No, I mean, like, I'm not getting it yet, is what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Nah, what about you, Thaddy?
I don't need it yet, so.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to.
I think the vaccine is preemptive, isn't it? Like, you don't get it when you're sick. I mean, you don't need it yet, nigga. You get it. It's preemptive. No. It's like a condom. Is this nigga putting condoms on after sex? You going to wear a condom? Don't need it yet. Hold on. I'm about to bust. Then I'll put it on. Like,
I just say,
ah, shit.
I just say, I don't feel like I'm in any high risk of dying from this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel you. And it's one of
Go ahead. When you have like a hand puppet for a girl, it's like you're gonna get it from. I interrupted this nigga
and then let him go because I thought he had something. He was gonna say something like prolific and shit.
I'm just saying it's easier to social distance when it's just you by yourself.
If you're sewing buttons on a tube sock.
Nah. I'm fucking.
But even my puppet still wears a mask, you know?
There you
exactly.
go.
Cuz you know what's up. No, I'm just playing around, but I don't feel like I'm in the risk group quite yet to need it. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good for now. I don't really get the flu vaccine too tough. You know what I'm saying?
I actually have not gotten that shit since I was in high school.
Yeah, and I feel like
ever.
Like, my body's healthy enough, I'm active enough. Well, fuck, 2020 has kind of put a shit to that. But to where I can let the flu run its course through my body and blah, 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 right? I don't feel that with COVID, but I feel like we're taking enough precautions and shit like that. But I'm not saying I don't trust vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. But this one came out really, really fast. And the clinical trials were fine. Cool. But then now we're hearing about people having allergic reactions to it. Now, granted, out of like 20 to 30,000 people that have had the vaccine or whoever got it, 5 people had allergic reactions. Okay, cool. That's a very small minimum.
The reason why I don't like that is because that's going to happen with any drug.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know that,
exactly. No, that's
like
what I'm
even
saying.
Shit that's been in there for like fucking 5 years, like Pruixia, they'll tell you how many horrible side effects. Like,
yeah.
Side effects is going to be a part of anything I think you take.
Oh yeah, that,
but I don't know if, but I don't know if flu vaccines are supposed to have like, I got seizures now.
Yeah, seizures.
Like, you know what I mean?
And,
like,
and
I don't know
Bell's
if that's a side effect,
shit, right? But it all depends on how you're. Like, well, I don't know. The Bell's palsy and the seizures is kind of weird for it. But then there's okay. So how come? When we had all this news on the clinical trials, how come we didn't hear about these side effects during the clinical trials? So it's not that the side effects are having me like, oh, I don't know, da-da-da, because like you said, everything has side effects. Tylenol. I could take Tylenol and be blind in my eye for a week because, you know what I'm saying? It's going to hit you.
Some people, they fucking can't take Tylenol and they find out the hard way. Instead of with the doctor's panel on your arm when you're fucking 7 or whatever, people get allergy tests and shit.
Right? And we know about that. Even with like you said, the whatever drug, Flixanel, it will tell you what the side effects are. But those side effects come from the clinical trials and everything like that. So when they put that out and have the advertisement for it, you see the side effects. So what I'm thinking is, okay, so they had the clinical trials, which is really, really short. And they said everything was fine with no major side effects, but then people are getting the vaccine and now, as small as it is, we're hearing about major side effects. These are major side effects to where it's like, okay, so how come we didn't see these in a clinical trial that had more people that took it than that had the vaccine? It's kind of that's kind of weird to me, right? A and B.
So are really. So go on Jay.
Yeah,
well, just because I think the trials were probably actually like is a shorter and smaller sample, right?
Right.
And I don't know where they did. But let's say all the trials were done in like London.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even things as little as like what's the diet like in London versus the diet in North America? Like people that have, you have a population that has a high. Is Idol sleeping?
No, he's awake.
No, hell no. No.
The shadow is just
no,
like
hell no.
It did kind of look like that. As soon as you lean back, it looked like this nigga is not interested.
No, sorry about that. Just my back. So I was just no. I was letting you go. I was letting you go, nigga. Damn,
this nigga don't want to hear me talk, man.
No, actually, I do. That's why I said daddy go. And then when you started to get into it,
I'm just joking. Fuck. Shit. What was I saying? No. I just think, like you said, it was so quick. And so I imagine like the sample size probably wasn't very diverse.
So more people didn't get the sample than that have received the vaccination than now then, you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I don't know if the sample or
the trials were
diverse, right? So like, because different communities are going to have different health issues versus the lifestyle choices and health of different places across the world. So I usually you'd like to see a sample size of like multicultural, multi-aged, you know,
across a bunch of different. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and with reasonable timing behind it too, right?
Yeah.
So I think they probably just did the best what they could with under the type of pressure that they're under right now to create a vaccine yesterday, right?
Yeah.
So my question is are these side effects became known from general public?
Yeah, that's what I was
taking the vaccine, or are these cases that were in the trials and we're just hearing about side effects?
See, I don't know if that's been specified.
I'm under the impression that it's from the general public, like because we started hearing about it, they're saying that side effects have arisen from the first people who've taken the first recipients of the vaccine have received side effects, right?
That's, yeah, but if you think the time period is too short, then we really don't know if they mean the first round of trials. Because now those people have had that vaccine in them for a good month. Because when did the trials even begin? I just heard about the shit like yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Like even if trials were like a month now, mm-hmm. like now are people who have had it for a month or are they talking about people who got it yesterday are already fucking like, I can't see. I just don't know. And I wish that we knew that because I feel like every time I hear things grouped together like this, I start to feel like you're trying to take me somewhere. Not you specifically.
Yeah.
The relayer of this information, right?
There's a motive behind it. There's an agenda behind it.
There's such a motive behind some of the stuff. Like when you research the real numbers, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's just not as bad as they say. Yeah. You know? Like I hate that shit. So that's why I want to know. Like, are these people who actually went through the trials, or are you saying the general public? And if it's the general public, how many people are seeing these devastating side effects if you gave it to millions, man?
Yeah, if it's 5 out of 100,000.
Like, you could take a drug tomorrow and fucked up shit will happen to you and they'll just be like, oh, we didn't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like all drugs have been this way. Like, the way people are acting, I agree it was rushed, though.
Yeah.
But the way people are acting, like, it's so fucking bad. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's held to a higher standard than any other vaccine's been
drug
held
that's
to.
Ever or any like, drug.
Yeah, it's like it has to be perfect, but you're perfectly like we've all watched commercials where they said the side effects are death.
Yeah,
and the shit's still on the market,
and nobody blinks an eye. Five people have an allergic reaction. And everyone's like, "See, I told you, they're trying to kill us."
Yeah, like that's what I mean. That's why I said like. Some of the examples used now, they're just getting to be too much. It's starting to get overwhelming. So I'm not going to take the vaccine either yet because I agree. The side effects. Let's see what comes out.
Yeah.
And not just because there are bad things, because there's going to be with any drug trial, but I still don't even think there's been a long enough period. Like, what is it like after someone took it a year from now?
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know that. We can't know that. Like, right? Like,
and one of the things
I know you.
Oh, go ahead.
Go on. No, I was just going to say, I wouldn't mind a longer, like, case study here a little bit.
And that's what I'm thinking, too, because, like, the only thing that weirded me out about the side effects is how come we didn't hear about the side effects earlier. But then, like you said, wonderful point that maybe these are the side effects we're hearing about. I didn't really dig into when the time period was. I just took it from what I read and a couple of headlines and whatever was in the story.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, cool. I'm hearing about Australia or Southern England where a new strain of COVID is hit. So is this is COVID like the cold to where there's no vaccine against the common cold because the common cold will mutate every year to where it's just like, you're just going to get it. We don't know what we don't know what stems or what to protect against the cold this year. So do this so you don't get sick. And if you do get sick, da da da. And people aren't really tripping about it because the cold is not too deadly. So what if COVID is like the cold, and let's say next year COVID-19 or COVID-20 comes back and it's a mutated strain that doesn't even bond with the vaccine, right? You know how they have like the little things and the things go like this, and that's how this knows that this is this virus. What if it does that like the thing? Then it's like, okay, well then the vaccine was pointless. Now we have a pointless vaccine. So I don't like injecting myself with pointless shit. That's the same with the flu. You got to get the flu every year. It's not like And everybody's looking at the vaccine like it's going to be like polio. You get a polio vaccine once and you're good. It's not like the polio keeps coming back. So if the COVID keeps coming back, now we have to get, now every year people are going to have to get the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Like it seems like it's overkill. Like now we just have to keep pumping ourselves up with shit because whatever the fuck is running around making us sick now.
So,
nigga, you know ain't nobody talking to you.
Megan.
This nigga's really playing it.
Megan, come here.
Nigga.
This nigga's really playing it.
Nigga, you know ain't nobody there.
You know what's crazy? You know what's
crazy? Oh, wait.
I asked her. I told her to come up. Fuck you.
Ah, that was great.
I told her to come up and like say what's up, and she said I'm not coming up. And then she comes and starts talking to me about some random stools, like, and I thought she had something important to say. I'm like, so you're gonna come up, just anyways.
I get you.
At least come on and make me look like I'm a real human being. If you're gonna do,
I get you.
Yeah, it's all good.
So here's two points that I've thought about because you know me, man. I drive and I think. Mm-hmm. Thinking I drive. So my first point is that people say, oh, well, fucking there's already 200,000 people who die from the flu each year.
Right.
So have those people taken the flu vaccine? And could that number be lower? Because if COVID is something, and I don't know yet, like, let me kind of get my head around it still. But if COVID is something, and like you said, it mutates and shit. The problem with COVID is it hospitalizes you more often than the regular flu.
Right.
So if we have something where every year we just have to battle these elevated hospitalization rates, it isn't going to be a good time.
No.
It isn't, because it's going to be like, just like the regular flu kills so many people, that's what everybody tells me, they throw stats in my face, now we're just going to have another thing beside it. Right? Yeah. Like doing the same shit, really. Like,
so if the flu kills 200,000 people, and let's say COVID kills 200,000 people, so it's like we have 400,000
a year
that we have to worry about. And then, like you said, it's on top of it. Like some of the people that are dying from COVID never had COVID. We have people that can't get the hospital bed. We have people that can't get the surgery and shit like that.
Yeah. Because you know what I mean? So maybe you're right, man. Maybe this is just a new thing. And you know what? People who just want to act like that, y'all better be ready, because mass life might be life. Because if you don't know, like it might be the type where you're just like, you get COVID once, you survive, and you're like, what? My body has antibodies to kind of take on COVID like the regular flu. It hits me harder than the regular flu, but I can carry on regular life. I don't got to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. But there's always going to be people who fucking, like, it really fucks them up. Like, how are they going to ever go back to normal life?
Yeah.
Like, it would be mask wearing. It'd be like a mask wearing culture.
Sorry.
I don't know that. Whatever that this put in your place was, it looked very African. It looked very, you know how they do that shit? Like God. Like it just looked very like my niggas. My niggas very.
You're not CIM. You do not see I am on a call. Right there. Do you not see what I am doing? But no, you know what though? And I hate using this term. And for someone that hates using this term, I've been using it a lot lately, the new normal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the new spot that I'm working at right now, I have a mask on for literally 10 and a half hours. Yeah, 10 hours a day. I'm not allowed to take this mask off. Maybe I'll slip it down. I'll pull it out to get a quick cool breath. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or a sip of my water or whatever like that. But it's 10 hours with the mask on. And at the end of the day, it sucks. But everybody's got their mask on. So everybody has a layer of protection from being a recipient or a deliverer.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing where it's the anti-mask shit really gets me. Because I hate to say this because I know there's people out there now that truly believe they're fighting for a noble cause. But I really feel like anti-masks started because it was that was the percentage of the population who really didn't have shit to complain about. You know what I'm saying? It was they weren't getting paid less in the workplace. You know what I'm saying? They weren't getting killed in the street. They didn't have, it was just, if you look at them, it's 18 to 30, 40 year old white dudes really don't have too much to complain against the government about that hasn't been happening to them for the whole time of being a citizen of any type of country. And I feel like they got together, got their Karens together, and were like, hey, we had Black Lives Matter, we had Me Too, we have this, that, and the third. Oh shit, we got something we can fight about. You can't tell me that I need to wear a mask. Let's go taking it to the streets. And that's how it hit me. And I could be 100% wrong. It could just be me saying, yo, just like, you're oversaturating the protesting in the world right now. We have motherfuckers protesting being shot by the police. We have motherfuckers in China protesting not being able to say anything against the government or saying I don't like the government. You have motherfuckers in Tibet protesting the kidnapping of their children from the government. But let's just oversaturate that because y'all niggas need to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about the anti-mask shit. The anti-mask shit, I feel like, and I think there's a whole bunch of flat earthers in there that need something to do. Because nobody believes these motherfuckers anymore.
Did y'all see that kid that got arrested?
At the hockey rink.
Oh, wasn't that the ice? Is that in Calgary?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
It was just hilarious because this kid's like, we're human beings. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We have freedoms. I'm like, no, you can't do whatever the fuck you
no.
want. Yeah.
That's why we live in a society with rules. And I'm not even to say that whether or not, you know, wearing a mask or that infringes on your freedoms or not, but just the idea that it is the same. It's always the same kind of white people that are like, why are black people complaining about slavery? It happened 500 years ago.
Yeah.
Why are black people complaining about this? It doesn't happen to you. Or like, you know what I mean? They never recognize anyone else's suffering, but they can scream and bitch and moan about a fucking mask.
And if they do recognize somebody else's suffering, it automatically relates to them that they haven't suffered in a similar way. Like when it's like, oh, somebody else is like, they'll be at a function and somebody be like, yo, Dave's wife left him and took the kids and emptied his bank account. Dave's has it rough right now. I know how that feels. I remember one time when it's just like, bro, this isn't you. Just let Dave have his moment. You know what I'm saying? Black lives matter. I know how that feels, but all lives should matter. Da, da, da. They're taking away our freedoms with the masks. And it's like, yo, these are the same white people that are like, yo, I know my rights. You know, I know my rights, motherfuckers. No, I'm in Canada. Yeah. I know my rights, but they missed that.
Yeah.
When we're in grade, I think it was like grade 6. We learned about rights, and right after rights and responsibilities.
Yeah.
They ingrained it into our heads. Like, you definitely have the right to do this, but not just because you were born here. It's because you need to carry the responsibility that is an equal part of that right. You have the right to be free and live an unimpeded life, but you have the responsibility to not impede others. And at this point during a pandemic, unfortunately, breathing is impeding somebody's life or could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a mask.
Yeah. Because especially in the States, everyone has the right to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or whatever, right?
Yeah.
If you are being a health risk, you're literally impeding on someone's right
to
a healthy life. Mm-hmm. And I actually saw this other post. I think it was Ben Douglas, is that his name? Ben Douglas?
He posted, sounds familiar.
He posted something about
was that someone's like,
yeah, pick.
Yeah.
He was like, someone was like, oh, they have no right to tell us where to wear masks. Like, where do we live? Communist China or some shit? And Ben's like, yo, if you work at a job site, they can tell you you have to wear work boots. Mm-hmm. If you work at a dentist office, they tell you you have to wear a mask. If you walk into a restaurant, you have to wear a shirt and shoes or there's no service. So why is all of a sudden now this is your right to not wear a mask? You call other people sheep because they follow the rules, but you'll follow that exact type of ruling in any other scenario except for now? Like, it just doesn't even make sense how to come up with this kind of this is not linear thinking, you know?
But you know what else I noticed? I noticed that mostly it also is people who have lost their job or have been impacted by COVID.
Yeah.
Like, I always look deeper into their posts, and then they're always, like, a restaurant server or a tattoo artist or, like, one of those industries that have been, like, really fucked up from it, right? So maybe that's why, I don't know, maybe that has to do with it. Like, but, you don't know anybody. But I don't know many.
That is like, no, but.
But listen, I just want to say this. I'm sorry to interject, but if that is your mindset, if you are upset that your industry got shut down, you should be pro mask. Because had we taken these kind of
precautions,
your industry would still be open. If people acted like they gave a fuck and were responsible, we could have survived this without having a crazy. Like, you'd rather just be shut down completely because you don't want to wear a mask?
Yeah. Like I said, follow guidelines. Fuck, man. I know the idea that they want to shut down small business, like, I'm just so over it now. Because, I don't know, they only want to shut down some. Like, I don't know. Like, not every. Our business is fine, man. Like, I hate saying that. I'm not trying to be, you know, elitist at all. But, like, we made it through. We're making it. I don't think they wanted to end us. No one came in the store and has once made sure there was masks. Like, you would think if they wanted to end us, they would be rolling in there, counting people, making sure, have fucking squads of people, making sure you're not breaking the rules. We've even broken rules at times. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, in the past, and been like, yo, only supposed to be 3 people and we have 4, but, like, one's an employee. But, you know, like, I'm just saying, they're not fucking running around. Not one time has anybody come into my small business to enforce any pandemic, anything, ever. In the entire time.
It's
not one.
Because you have, Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
No, so, like, this whole idea that they're just trying to kill everything and kill everybody, like, I'm just fucking getting so tired of it. Like, it's tiring, man. Like, it's just, I get it, but holy fuck, it's getting old.
But we have your side where it's like, fuck, I'm tired of this. I have a small business that, because you look at, whether it's restaurants, tattoo parlors, gyms, da-da-da-da, the majority of COVID transmission is coming from super spreaders. So it's like huge family gatherings or this or this, da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's not coming from the small businesses are getting shut down. But you have your side where it's like, fuck, I'm tired of being a small business and getting shut down. Motherfuckers, stop gathering and wear your mask and let this shit go. Let COVID blow in the breeze until we can do this. But then you have the other side where it's like, I'm tired of my small business being shut down. I'm going to fight the power and run around without a mask because we don't cause COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, condoms prevent AIDS. Okay? You have straight couples saying, yo, this is the 80s, okay? Purely stereotypical. Okay? We all know that AIDS can spread from sex with anybody. Okay? But in the 80s, you had straight couples that said, hey, well, AIDS is only in the gay community, so we're gonna keep fucking without condoms. And what happened? They got AIDS. Then you had straight couples that were like, well, they're telling us AIDS is only in the gay community, but to be safe, we're gonna fuck with a condom. And they didn't get AIDS. And when people started to think that, when people started to get that mindset that we should just continue to use protection, even though the chance of it hitting us could be small, the transmission rates went down. And that's how it is with COVID. Oh, I'm not affected by COVID. I don't have COVID. I'm not going to places that I'm not, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to wear a mask. Okay, cool. Be one of those. Or be like, okay, well, I'm going to wear protection just in case. And if everybody had that mindset, COVID would eventually get to the point where it has nowhere to go. I'm thinking it. I don't know how diseases work, but.
Well, no, that's like, even when they did the initial lockdowns, I know people were starting to trip out because of summer. People were not really tripping out because they were giving out that 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 whatever credit, that tax credit, CRB. CERB. Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that. Yeah, they were giving out CERB, so people weren't really chilling, but they were chilling about losing their summer and shit.
Yeah.
But even at the store, we were like, fucking pussies, man. If they just would have kept it shut for like another month, then COVID really would have been stamped out. Because like you said, if people actually respected it, after, technically after 2 weeks, if no one's passed it to no one, it's done.
It's done.
Right? Like, it goes through systems or whatever, unless it's just going to hang around forever. And then, like you said, what? Well, then this is the new normal. Like, you know what I mean? At that point. But just that whole, I don't know. And then just that whole fucking idea that it's trying to kill everything. It just annoys me at this point. And like, even like, I had a conversation the other day because they were like, well, aren't you mad it affects your business? And I was like, well, kind of. And they're like, well, what about the fact that like, Revy or Home Depot can be open, like that's fucking ridiculous, or Walmart and shit. And I'm like, I know, but like, if I had a business model that I had food in my business, then I would have been able to stay open because people need food. So if they shut everything down, what would you eat? Right? Like, you have to have food open, man. I know you don't like it, and guess what, we're not quite to a point in society where everything can be online yet. Like, as much as we think all of us, we got phones, everything, Wi-Fi, not every single person has that. And so to not have access to food, like, they're just not going to ever allow that. So the stores are going to stay open for that. And like, yo, it was a testament. We missed a smoke show. Why? Because my fucking bathroom fucking leaked. So I was saying to my dad, I was like, yo, if I couldn't go to Revy, I would have had to live with a leak in my house, ruining my house for months.
Yep.
Like, they have to have building materials open. Like, some of the shit that they have to have open, like, I don't understand. Like, maybe you don't need to fix your bathroom, but I did. I had to fix my bathroom in COVID. I had to redo it. Like, the water was coming down the ceiling, man. Like, fucking, I don't understand how you would have expected me to do that. So, yes, there are going to always be essential things, man. I don't understand. I don't think that that's them.
And people are complaining, saying that, you okay? Is he a duppy?
Yeah. Maybe.
Shit. Yo, I saw that that movie. It was like Friend Request or something like that, or what? I can't remember what it was, but everybody was doing like video chats, and all of a sudden people started dying like that shit. So, bro, I'm letting you know right now, leave. Okay. I'm not sticking around to be like, oh my god, Jordan, he's gonna no, leave. If they're doxing you, leave. Run.
Yeah.
I got your back.
No. I'm good.
But fuck, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, they're talking about how they're closing, like, small medium businesses have to close and da da da. But at the end of the day, if you look at what's essential and what businesses are closing, you can still drive down 17th and that small little mom and pop grocery store that's beside the Wendy's is still open. You can still go in there and get the food. I mean,
that's what, if you have food in your business, you are allowed to stay open because that's essential.
Revy and Home Depot are closed or open. But, and they're like, oh, that's killing small and medium business. Like, bro, when was the last time you saw a Totem or a Bob's Discount Hardware? Like, Revy and Home Depot have killed small and medium business in the 90s.
And they're still open. Like,
and, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like, what I mean. If you want to go to your mom and pop hardware store, they're still open. Like, that's the part I don't get. Like, they're saying, like, oh, they're trying to kill all small business. I'm like, okay, what's a small business? Like, show me an example where the big business is allowed to stay open and the small business version of that had to close.
I can't go in and dine. I can't dine in at Red Lobster.
They're talking about they're talking about bars, or they're talking about the actual section of business that got hurt, which is the businesses where literally they relied on people to gather. Now, don't get me wrong. Superstore is a place where people gather, but they don't need you to gather there. Like, a concert, like, there's, unless we're all there at the exact same time at the club, then it's not popping, right? Yeah. Like, so the clubs went down, and then everybody's like, oh, small business. And I'm like, yo, bro, look at his fucking stock ticker. What about Air Canada? Yeah. They're begging for bailouts right now. That's not a small business, bro. Yeah. Neither is Cineplex Odeon.
Yeah.
Because they're in the business of people gathering. If you are in the wrong sector, you're done.
Yeah.
Small or big. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you're like us, where, guess what? I can fucking mail you your comics. I survived.
Yeah.
Do you know, I can't mail you a tattoo. I have to, you have to be here for me to draw it on you, so you're done. And all those industries like that are feeling that. It's not fucking targeted to a small or a big guy. That's what this, that's why some of this, these comparisons and shit, I just can't stand them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's that. So none of us are getting the vaccine for now.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
No, it's a, I like what it goes into a good conversation. So I like the question.
Yeah.
There's reasons behind it. You know what I'm saying? And if Cyberpunk has taught us anything, we don't get something when it first releases. Ever.
Cyberpunk's a fucking good game, man.
You have a PS5. Of course it's a good game.
Okay, so.
Anybody else? And even on then, there's still like, I heard that even on the next gen, there is still like crazy, stupid, it shouldn't have been released glitches.
I'll admit it's fucking glitchy. I'll admit, but if you're any kind of video game head and you've played any shit on release day, launch day, and you're not used to this kind of shit. Now this is a little bit worse. I'll admit the crashes and shit. It's pretty brutal. I'll admit that. But at the same time, yeah, I got the 5, man. I'm fucking shitlord.
Yeah, I'm finna get back into Avengers soon, because I know they did a bunch of patches and updates for Avengers, so I'm gonna get into that soon. But I've been fucking with Destiny 2 again. Got back on Destiny 2. You know what I mean?
Are you liking it?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Love it. We had that, we played it on the PlayStation, but now they have the cross-save on, so all my stuff transferred over for the most part.
Nice.
But that's pretty much all we had to talk. I mean, COVID's just been, we're locked down. That's pretty much been taken. Ah, see, this dude went through his whole house. I didn't see no pookaroo.
No, he could have brought it right to her. And he didn't. And he didn't.
I looked in the bedroom and I saw she wasn't there, so I'm like, oh, she's probably in the bathroom. I'm not going to just pop open the bathroom and...
Uh-huh. It's not like we're recording, nigga. And evidence is evidence.
Right? Do we have anything for a free-for-all? Any free-for-all today? Anything, something someone wants to throw in? A comment? A quip? A jab?
I want to throw in one little stat, and this might trigger motherfuckers.
Hit me.
Yo. And this has to do with some more COVID shit. I'm just really really sick of these comparisons, man. So there's another one I have to say. So people always try to tout to me that the suicide rates are going to be astronomical because of lockdowns. And... then I'll say, well, you know, we're trying to protect the society or something. And then they'll always come back at me and be like, well, what about the depression and what about the additional suicides, right? And so they'll always, like, spit at me, like, 27% more suicides. And I know, and that sounds horrible. And trust me, I don't want anybody to kill themselves.
Right.
That is a big number, 27%. So one time I kind of wanted to look more into that because it just gets spit at me so much, because I'll always bring up like, oh, well, what about, you know, my dad and shit? He's old. I don't want him to die. I don't want anybody, like, there's immune compromised people. There's old people, all kinds of people. And then they're like, oh, well, what about all the depressions and all the suicides? And you don't give a fuck about them. So 27%. So I'm like, I want to look into this number. So I did some research and I realized that there was a doctor who put out a projection of what would happen if there were complete lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the shit when nothing could be open?
Yeah.
And nobody was allowed to leave their house. Then over a 2-year period, suicide would go up to maybe a number of 27%. And that's with the full total. That's with the full total lockdown. So I was like, okay, that's horrible. Then I read that would equate to an additional 2,100 suicides in 2 years. 2,000. So, because I looked it up. I looked up these numbers, man. So, if you believe those projections...
Is this worldwide? Sorry, worldwide or North America?
This is in Canada.
Oh, Canada. Okay.
This is in Canada. So, if you believe those projections, then you would have to believe the COVID death projections. And I think we could say that even before 2 years, we've already eclipsed 2,000 deaths.
Right.
So I'm sorry, and I know this. I don't want to seem cold or weird with what I'm trying to kick. With what I'm it trying to kick
sense.
Right now,
it makes sense. Where it's like,
but I'm saying, it's not. I just don't want that used as a comparison anymore. So I wanted people. Anybody who hears this knows that number isn't as big as you might think. Research it, man. And I'm not saying that I want any more deaths. But if Canada alone has had 10,000, well, that's not even in 1 year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that was a weird ass gripe I just brought up. That number annoys me.
And it's funny because that's worst case scenario too, right?
That was worse. Yeah, and we're not even scenario. In full. We're in partial.
And the funny thing too is you also got to equate the number of how many lives that would also save on the other side.
Exactly. What about even other that's my point. And what about even, like, think about how many, I know, because people are always like, oh, the death rate is exactly the same as last year. That's like one of their new talking points, right? Like, oh, 200,000 people died in Canada last year and 194,000 people died this year. So there's less death. And they're like, oh my God, that's so ridiculous. And then I'm like, yeah, but don't you think car crashes are an all-time low? Yeah,
where would they be able to go when they die?
Plane crashes and, like, fucking murders are probably down and, like, everything's down, guy. Like, holy shit. What about all the people that caught the flu? Like, I ain't hear nobody fucking even cough around me, nigga. Like, if people died from the regular flu, they ain't getting it because nobody's getting nothing all masked up. Like, I haven't had a fucking sniffle.
That's facts.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. I didn't mean to really poke on that. I don't want to come off like I'm anti, like I don't care if people kill themselves. I do not. I would never want to see anybody die. I'm just saying, man, comparatively, we're still doing the right thing by being careful with COVID. Uh-huh. I'm sorry that some people have to take that route, and I hope they would call help or do something or anything else but that. But if we're talking hundreds, even in the States, we're talking 200,000 people they're claiming. And hey, if you're going to listen to projections, then we have to compare it with projections. You can't take, you know what I mean? Like, because we don't even know if that's going to be real, right? Like, so people are always like, oh, that's just a projection. Well, your number's a projection.
Exactly.
So, sorry, man.
You can't pick and choose your numbers. That should have been, you know why?
I'm sorry.
Because men lie. Women lie.
Exactly, nigga.
But numbers don't
lie. That's my whole point. So the way niggas spin numbers, man, that's how things go down.
You got a final thought, Thaddeus? I like final thoughts. It makes me feel professional. You got a final thought?
I like the final thoughts, too. I'm sorry that mine was dark as fuck today.
Nah, actually, dark, like light, in between, yeah.
Yeah. No, some facts for y'all when you're fighting them motherfuckers. I like winning debates. I'll always share the silver bullet.
We need that. We need you to, like, bring up a debate that you just sunned somebody with, like, an almost each episode if we can.
And how?
Yeah. You and Pick are great at it. There's so many times I'll see a thread. I'll be like, oh my god. Then like, you or Pick will basically cover every point I would have brought up. Yeah.
But you and Pick do it great because there's other people that hit people with facts, but you guys don't belittle the person you're debating. You know what I'm saying?
Because
they're 100% wrong, you don't make them feel stupid. Unless you guys are bringing smoke back. You know what I'm saying? That one lady that was on my thing talking about how you're going to call people stupid, da, 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 da. And then she went in on you and you're like, okay, listen. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you want to bring the smoke back. But when you guys are debating, you don't, and you have motherfuckers that get so woke, quote unquote, they make everybody feel stupid if they don't have the same information as them. And y'all, you and Pick don't do that shit. You don't do that shit at all, which I think is dope. So now I've learned a lot. That's how I get my shit.
I've always, you know, I always noticed Ben Douglas and I was like, yo, this nigga's on some good shit.
Yeah.
This nigga knows shit. So.
Thaddeus, what's your final thoughts?
I was just going to add to that, which is funny because I worked with him a long time ago at a restaurant and he was always such like a quiet, like kind of introvert. Like not to sound terrible, but I didn't even know he was that enlightened, you know?
He knows some shit.
He's
man.
A smart nigga.
And he is. Like, absolutely. I like it. Whenever I see him coming in on threads too, I'm like, nice. This person's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if me and that guy done off like lots of people.
Yeah. That's been amazing. My final thought is because both of y'all know that I'm probably the biggest Seinfeld fan. That y'all met, but I don't really like buy memorabilia and stuff that much. But I did make a little purchase. I did buy the Is This Anything book. This is not a sponsor. This show is not sponsored by Jerry Seinfeld in any way. But I did buy this book. It is every single joke that Jerry Seinfeld has done from the beginning of his career in the 80s up until his last stand-up. It's fucking hilarious. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't done it yet, but I plan, I want to read at least one, starting next week, at least one joke from here. And
yeah, that'd be fun. I think that'd be fun.
And during the lockdown, I'm going to read a joke a day to my my existent wife.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The one that exists. So
yeah, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Because this lockdown has... We haven't been able to do shit. We haven't been able to go out. We haven't been able to do nothing. Shit. A lot of frowns.
Who's that? She exists. Shut up.
Okay.
That's all we wanted, nigga. Damn.
I didn't.
It took three episodes for that.
It was real dark. It was real dark downstairs. I didn't really see much. I don't know if there was.
Me neither.
I didn't see it.
I thought that was a. I could have been a coat rack.
Could have been a coat rack. Could have been a coat rack. Could have been. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You could have called somebody. You got your phone with you. Yeah. So I'm gonna read. You know the coat. You know, and that's my final thought is for y'all and anybody listening. Everything that's going on right now may get you down, so find something that makes you smile and share it with someone as much as you can to make them smile. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna make y'all motherfuckers smile. Pause every week, and I'm gonna make the wifey smile with a joke a day.
Nice.
With Jerry Seinfeld jokes?
Yeah, me and her are huge Seinfeld fans.
Yeah, I think Seinfeld was a brilliant show. It was hilarious. Except for Jerry Seinfeld.
For real?
I just don't find him particularly. He's funny enough that he's like a good anchor for the show, but he's the least funniest guy on the show.
He's the straight. Jerry's the straight man.
Huh?
I never was the hugest fan of Seinfeld.
No?
But I'm interested to hear the jokes because I didn't. Some of his stand up was funny because I like jokes of all types. So I'm interested to hear this joke a day out of the Seinfeld book. It's going to be fun, but I just never was really that big into Seinfeld, man. I guess.
Now, yeah, and some of the jokes I read, some are hits and some are misses, you know what I'm saying? And of course, mm-hmm. Seinfeld's brand of comedy is not something that us brothers can relate to fully. But I have no idea why. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I have no idea why. But for some reason, I find Seinfeld's jokes funny as fuck because... I don't know. They're just like, it's just everyday shit. And coming up fucking in Calgary, Canada, the everyday shit was multicultural. You know what I'm saying? It was,
funny. He's a funny dude.
I found the show funny. Like, I loved the show. Mm-hmm. I just thought, I always wonder, like, why is the show the Seinfeld? Like, he's the least funniest guy on the show.
I just never really got into Seinfeld. I mean, I liked it. Like, when I watched it, I never was upset about it. You know what I'm saying?
I love your rationale for it. It's like, you're like, you know what? I wasn't a fan. But, I mean, it's not that. I mean, like, when I watched it, I wasn't upset. Like, is there a show that you watched regularly and were like, I can't stand, Like, you're so emotionally disturbed?
When I was young, the news, man. Like, my dad would kill me with that, and it was painful, guy.
This guy had an answer.
Yeah,
I know pain in TV. I know pain.
I remember.
Or when he throw on them old fucking westerns or some of that shit, I'd be like, really?
Aww. I remember when I was a kid, my dad got mad vexed. The first time I cussed around my dad, and he got mad and then started laughing. Is the news, okay? So he watched the 5:30 news, and I'm sitting there. We have one TV in the house. It's like the 5:30 news. He's watching it, and all of a sudden, the news starts again at 6. I said, what the fuck? It's on again? And my dad's like, what you just... And then he starts laughing again, right? He starts laughing. I'm like, I thought I was in trouble, but I'm thinking to myself, why the fuck you need news for the news? And it was the same shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The 5:30 news is basically the 6 o'clock news at 5:30.
Yeah, and it's almost sometimes they even just repeat the motherfucker. Like, it's the same feed and everything. But, thanks. Yo, I'm going to say this, too. So, I don't care what anybody says. Shorty stayed with me during the first lockdown because there was nothing open. No one had to work or nothing. So, she came. She chilled here.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I haven't seen her.
She Will has, though.
Yeah. It's my cousin.
at all the parties. She's came.
Okay, never mind.
But I'll make sure I'll do the proof. But on the real, man, nigga, you made me lose my thought.
No, you said she was staying with you. We're talking about shows that you hate.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. And she watched the news every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then so after 3 months of watching it, and then going back to not watching it, I literally miss nothing.
Oh yeah. See,
like I don't even feel less informed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I just know everything from the other sources I go on.
Yeah.
I don't need the news. I don't need the show, their ratings, the commercials, none of it. Anything I could scroll, like, fuck, I want to see who the fucking new fucking hottest podcaster is. 200,000 downloads
there
a week.
You go.
Fucking 2 million followers.
2 million listens.
Nigga, I just,
2
I see that,
listens.
I just see that
Where's
shit.
My thing?
I see that
Where's
shit.
My thing?
Yo,
let me give
I see that shit right in my face. I don't need the news, nigga. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, 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 right yo, there. Yo, gunshots for the new hottest. And I don't know if y'all ain't going to be able to, you know what though? Hold on. I'm going to turn this up a little bit. You might hear a little bit of echo, but as soon as I saw that post,
I smell pussy.
And that's about it on that motherfucking shit. Yeah, but that's crazy. Cause so ever since, September 11th though, I've always watched, I have to watch the news, but not like CNN or anything like that anymore. Like, nowadays, it's like the first 15 minutes of local news broadcasting.
That's what everybody said.
Yeah.
Even me and Shorty had that argument because I was like, yo, you realize I'll just never be a news watching nigga. Like, I already know. I'm telling you half the shit and then you see it. Like, and she's just like, oh, it's just the first 15 minutes.
That's all I get because I want to know what's happening locally still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the local news. Like,
I agree. I'm not saying the news is pointless. Like, you got to read through my messages here. I didn't say the news was garbage. I said I didn't feel like I was missing anything.
Yo, Idol is lit. You can tell when Idol's lit. He got not lit, but he's got a good buzz. When that smile hits him, and as soon as he's like, listen, as soon as he tells you he doesn't like something, but he smiles and says, now, I'm not saying it's garbage. You're lit. You got
exactly.
Sober Idol be like, yeah, it's garbage. Idol got a buzz. I don't like it. Not saying it's garbage, because other people may enjoy it, but me,
exactly,
it ain't for me.
Exactly.
We might. I think we might come back with an album review next week too. I think we might have more time next week. And that was our final thoughts. Yeah, I guess that's good for closing it then. How you guys feel?
Gravy.
Gravy. Yo, Merry Christmas to y'all. Yeah.
Merry
Christmas.
I'll make sure to hit you up in the chat. Merry Christmas to all the Smoke listeners, all the people who've been riding with us week after week.
Yeah, yeah.
We get into that 200,000 a week. I know we ain't there yet, but you know what I mean? Just like, we don't have YouTube subscribers. We don't have 200K.
Nope.
We definitely failed.
We're
still here.
You could just say you did. Just lie.
We still, yeah.
We could just say we did.
Well, that's a good point. But we ain't gonna do that. We're just gonna say thank you to all the people who hang on. You know what I mean? Thank you very much. Thank you, fucking Thaddy, joining the show. It's been fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Smoke turned up. So, and I'll see you guys
next week.
I don't know. I can't see. Yeah, but is the show even gonna be released before the new year?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to try and release it tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah, but then, and that's what I'm saying. So should I be saying happy Merry Christmas, Happy New Year right now?
Yeah, say Merry Christmas now, right? Because Christmas is on Friday. Happy New Year, we can say next week.
So then the show...
I'm confused as fuck. I want to release the show.
So it's Monday. It's Monday today. What day are you going to release the show?
I want to release it either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, if you're releasing it Tuesday or Wednesday, then okay.
Nigga, I said Tuesday... I said Tuesday or Wednesday. Isn't that what I said?
I didn't hear. I don't hear everything that you said. I never claim that I do. I've never claimed that I hear everything you said. If you said that, okay, cool. Merry Christmas, then, y'all.
Yo, and with that, we out.
We out. This
motherfucker.
Fuck.
I want all the smoke, the podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.